Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 10. Matthew, chapter 10. We'll read verses 16 through 23 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 16 through 23. Matthew 10, verses 16 through 23. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men. For they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us here in this place. Thank you for your presence. Father, as we close one year and look forward to another, may we not waste the experiences you've given us this year. May we learn and become wiser because of the good and the not so good, the easy and the hard times. May we learn from them so that the next year can be more productive for you, please. Fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This morning, my sermon is called Sending the Sheep to the Wolves. Sending the Sheep to the Wolves. Let me read to you one verse again, if I could, please. The Bible says in Matthew 10:16, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Here, Jesus is talking about the disciples, and he's about to send them out. He compares here the Christian, that's God's people, we're called sheep. Then he talks about the lost people out there in the world. He calls them wolves. Now, that's not my comparison. That's God's comparison. So when I say that God's people are considered sheep, that's what God said. God called them sheep. And when I say the lost people, God compares them to wolves, you have to understand that that's not my comparison. That's God's comparison, and he has the right to say whatever he wants to say. Understand something about sheep now. Sheep are, they're gentle animals. They don't have claws. They don't have sharp teeth. They don't hunt for their food. They graze. They're herbivores. They're non-aggressive in regard to their behavior. They're a mammal. They're calm. But then you look at wolves. Wolves are totally different. I looked up two or three different kinds of wolves. There is a wolf that will weigh up to 175 pounds. A certain wolf will stand 3 foot tall and 5 foot long, and they hunt their food. They attack and they kill for their food. And I read an article about a wolf that and commonplace that they go after animals called caribou, which are just humongous. And then an animal called a musk oxen. The average weight of a musk oxen is 1,500 pounds. And a wolf of 175 pounds can put down a 1,500 pound beast to eat it. Get this. A wolf can eat 100 pounds of food in one meal. He can pack 100 pounds of meat into his belly. Now, I got to looking at this thing and thinking about it. Jesus says, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of the wolves. You see, our Lord is sending out the 12 apostles. He's reminding them that they won't be popular. The Lord's reminding the apostles that they're going to have some enemies. It says here in Matthew 10:17, the same passage of Scripture, it says, "But beware of men, for they will deliver you up into the councils, and they will scourge you in the synagogue." Remember, He's saying to 12 apostles, "I'm sending you like sheep out among the wolves." Now He begins to talk about those wolves. He uses the term here, "Beware of men, they will deliver you up out of the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogue." That word synagogue, that would have been equal to their churches. Hey, it says here, watch out, saved, born-again sheep. There are actually some people at churches that will behave like wolves towards you. The religious wolves. Well, there are people that go to church, but they're not born-again Christians. There are people that park their car in the church parking lot, but they're not born-again. They're not saved. They just go by church to play Christianity for a little while, but they're not saved. And Jesus warns about that. He said there are going to be some religious people that will act like wolves toward you, a sheep. And then in verse 18, He says, "And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles." Now He said, there'll be times when you'll stand before governors and people and political power, and you will virtually, your life will be a testimony against them. What's He talking about? He's talking about you'll be living right, and there are a bunch of people in politics that are scoundrels. And your life will be a testimony against them as you're being honest and they're being deceitful. It says you'll be brought up before these governors and kings and political workers, and they'll treat you like a sheep, and they'll be like wolves. Remember, wolves with the sharp teeth and the claws that hunt down and kill their prey, and there you are, just a sheep. In verse 21, He says, and this one's hard for me. Listen to this. "And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death." Now, I didn't write it. I'm just reading it to you. This is God's book. He wrote it. Do you know what it's saying here? It is saying there are brothers who are wolves who will hate brothers who are sheep to the point of death. Incredible. Just incredible. It's saying there are fathers who are wolves who will attack their children who are sheep to the point of death. It's saying there are children who are wolves and they shall rise up against their parents who are sheep to the point of death. Let me read it to you again. It says, "And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death." In other words, this thing of the wolves and the sheep, all the way to the point where within families, people will be vicious toward one another. It's too bad. It's too bad. But it's the wolves doing the attacking. It's the wolves that go for the throat. It's the wolves that are going for blood. Matthew 10:22, it says, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." Sheep are hated by wolves. That's what Jesus told the 12 when He sent them out and said, "Now, I want you to get out there. From now until the time I come again," it's a thing called the rapture, from now to the time I come again, you're to go out as sheep among the wolves. Wow. Let me tell you, you say, "Well, that's odd." Well, you're real honest. I know people in this room who have already experienced some of this mistreatment. There are people in this room whose families are angry with them because of their commitment to Jesus Christ. Hey, it's difficult when wolves and sheep are in the same family. Whew. Picture the family reunion. What are we having in the picnic basket? Well, that's your Uncle Roy there. And though we laugh, the truth is, there are wolves and sheep that bear the same last names. Wolves and sheep go to work in the same companies. Y'all know what I mean. You're sheep among the wolves. Wolves and sheep shop at Walmart. A lot more wolves in there than there are sheep, I think. Wolves and sheep buy their gas at the same gas station.
I never really thought about it until I took the time to examine it. Jesus said, you're sheep, and you're going to behave like sheep, and you're to act like sheep, but you're going among the wolves, and they're out to get you.
Oh, well, that was a big deal. It's difficult when sheep and wolves must interact. Now, listen, I know a man's wife who was angry with him for coming to church on Christmas Eve. Hateful. Thought it was ridiculous. Wolves and sheep. I know people who have parents that will not visit them because that family serves the Lord Jesus Christ and parents don't want anything to do with it. Wolves attacking the sheep.
I know parents who are persecuted by their own children because they love Jesus and they serve God. I know folks in families that won't talk with another part of the family because one part of the family is committed to Jesus Christ and being faithful to God and faithful to church, so the other part of the family, like wolves, constantly attacking them and being rude and unkind to them. Let me just say to you this morning, folks, we're the sheep. I don't want to be anything but a sheep. I don't want to be a goat. I don't want to be a dog. I don't want to be a Democrat.
I'm just kidding you.
I want to be a sheep. I like being a sheep. I'm a sheep. I love being a sheep. I'm a born-again Christian. Well, I have to tell you all something, though. Whether we like it or not, you and I, we both, everybody here that's a born-again Christian today, you're a sheep. And we are going to have to be among the wolves. And I'm here just to warn you a little bit about it. Don't let it be odd that as a sheep, sometimes you feel like you've got a wolf hot on your trail. It's going to happen. And just so you know, the condition that America is in, the wolves are going to rise up more and more. They are rising up more and more. They're making it harder and harder on the sheep. They want to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. What's happening? The wolves are after the sheep. They want to keep God out of our schools. That's wolves after the sheep. They're wanting to do away with Christmas being celebrated all across our land. They don't want manger scenes up on the town square. What's happening? The wolves are after the sheep. It happened in Jesus' day. It's going to happen in our day. You'll even, to the point of, you'll have family members that will just totally misunderstand you and almost be enemies because of what you stand for Jesus Christ. I remember once I have an uncle, and he's, I don't know any way to say it other than he's just a wild man, about half nuts. I remember one day I decided I owed it to myself, to him, and to God that I needed to witness to him. We were at my mom's house, which would have been his sister's, my mom's, and he was out front having a cigarette. I went out, had one with him. No, I didn't. I went out. I talked to him for a moment, chummed up a little bit. I was trying to be very cautious. I prayed about it. I thought about it. I prepared for it. And I won't mention his name. But I pulled out my New Testament and I began to talk to him about the Lord. I could not believe what he did. He grabbed my Bible out of my hand. He threw it on the dash of the car and he said, I don't want anything with that book and I don't want anything to do with your God. You're going to talk to me? You talk to me about anything other than that? He was vicious. He took a step toward me. I thought he was going to grab me. All I'd done is open up my Bible. I was amazed at the viciousness of the wolf toward the sheep. And I hate it, but I need to tell you, if you're a Christian today, you're a sheep. Now, that's not the bad part. The bad part is there are a lot of wolves. There are a lot of wolves, and you need to be familiar with it. Hey, listen, let me say this. First of all, Jesus, the Lamb of God, was hated by the wolves. As Brother Owens and Corey sang earlier, Jesus was the Lamb. It says in John 1:29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. God chose in His holy book to call Jesus a lamb. Jesus was a sheep. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was hated by the wolves. Jesus, the Lamb, was rejected by His own nation full of wolves. Jesus, the Lamb, was rejected by His own synagogue by the wolves that were in it. Every church has somebody in it that's unsaved. Watch out now. Those wolves will behave like wolves, sneaking around. They'll hurt people. But Jesus was rejected by His own synagogue. Jesus, the Lamb, was rejected by His own people, the wolves. Jesus, the Lamb, was rejected by His own creation, some wolves. The wolves tried to kill Him at His birth. You remember it? They wanted Him put to death. They had heard that the Christ child would be born and He would be the King of the Jews. Another king heard of it and said, I'd like to worship this newborn king. That was not his idea at all. He did not want to worship the newborn king. He wanted to put the baby Lamb of God to death. What was it? It was a wolf sitting on a throne that wanted to slaughter the Lamb. The wolves constantly persecuted Jesus Christ, challenging His word as He would preach it and teach it. The wolves lied about Jesus. The wolves misinterpreted His preaching. The wolves had Him falsely arrested. They went out and found Jesus, falsely arrested Him, humiliated Him. The wolves put Him through a mock trial. The wolves, hey, they bought witnesses that testified against Him, and they did all this. What is it? It's wolves after a sheep. It's wolves after a lamb. The wolves lied about Him. The wolves mistreated Him. The wolves, hey, they hunted Him down and shed His blood. That's what wolves do. They crucified Him. I will not go into the crucifixion, but you might as well compare the crucifixion to a lamb in a field with wolves gnawing and tearing its flesh apart, because the wolves of the world tore our Savior, the Lamb of God, to shreds. The wolves of history have hated the Lamb of God, and they've tried to erase His memory. And I will again not go into all the historical evidence and all the historical proof of that. I'll mention one. You just take Hitler. One of the first things Hitler wanted to do was remove the Bibles. And they took every Bible they could get their hands on and burn it. Why? It was the wolf out to get the lamb.
Right.
So, Jesus, the Lamb of God, was hated by the wolves. Secondly, as His sheep, you can expect some of the same treatment from the wolves. Folks, the wolves of His day behave like the wolves of our day. And the wolves of our day behave like the wolves of His day. John 15:18 says, if the world hate you, you know that it hated Me before it hated you. That's Jesus talking. Listen, yes, you and I as sheep, you and I as lambs, you and I as Christians, we are to love everybody. But I got to tell you the truth, everybody's not going to love you. You're to love everybody, but everybody's not going to love you. That's the big picture here when Jesus is meeting with these 12 apostles and He says to them, I'm sending you out, sheep, and I'm sending you among the wolves. You know, you're supposed to go out there and be good to people, but they won't always be good to you. But wait, let me ask you a question. Do you mean that you want the wolves that hated Jesus to love you? You mean to tell me you expect the wolves that lied about Jesus to tell the truth about you? Do you mean to tell me that you allow the wolves that spit in His face to kiss your face? Do you mean to tell me that you want the wolves who cursed the Lamb to praise you? Do you mean to tell me that you are popular among the wolves with whom Jesus was unpopular? You are friends to the wolves that were the enemy of the Christ?
Well, good.
Don't expect the wolves that treated Him wrong to treat you right. The wolves of today are as vicious as the wolves of Jesus' day. They are still out there, they're running wild, and they're still out to get sheep.
Yes, sir.
They're still after the lamb and all the lamb's children. Wolves still eat lamb chops. Wolves still hunt sheep. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you the truth. You're a sheep. They're wolves. The ultimate wolf is the devil. If you really want to know who it is that's been working your marriage over, it's a devil. It's a wolf out to get a sheep's marriage. If you really want to know who's messing up your kids, it's a devil. If you really want to know who's messing up your mind, it's a devil. You got a wolf after you, my friend. You got a wolf after you. The wolf is out to destroy one of the sheep. I said to you this. I said, number one, I said that Jesus, the Lamb of God, was hated by the wolves. I said, number two, as His sheep, we can expect the same treatment from the wolves as they treated Jesus. Let me say number three. Sheep are not popular among the wolves. Sheep are not popular among the wolves. Let me read another passage of Scripture to you. It's somewhat like the one I read from John 15, 18. But again, listen to this. It says in Matthew 10, 22, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." But I almost don't like to tell you this is in the Bible, but it's there. God's trying to warn us, sheep. God's trying to tell us, all you lambs, watch out! There are wolves! They're alive, they're well! They behave the same today as they did back then, and you are not going to be popular among the wolves. Jesus said you're going to be treated like sheep in the midst of wolves. Now stop and think about it for a second. A good comparison, you're going to be treated like cats in the midst of the dogs. Or like mice in the midst of the cats. Vicious. And God is telling you and I as sheep that we've got to understand sheep are not popular among the wolves. Hey, have you ever heard of a wolf inviting a sheep out for a meal? Well, they may invite the sheep out for a meal, but you're going to be the meal. You're not going to enjoy the meal. Look through history. Look at it. Look through history. Abel, a sheep, was unpopular with Cain, a wolf. How unpopular? He killed him. Abel took a stand and the wolf killed him for taking a stand for God and Jesus Christ and right.
Yeah, right.
Two brothers! Cain and Abel were brothers! Don't you think it odd that you have some family member that turns their nose up and they're rude to you and unkind to you because you serve Jesus Christ? It started all the way back in the Garden of Eden or the time of Cain and Abel. Cain slew Abel because Abel did what was right. He had a lamb slain by a wolf. Death. Moses, the sheep, was not popular with Pharaoh, the wolf. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three Hebrew boys, they were very unpopular with the people of their day, all the way to the point that these three boys that were sheep, they were God's children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three boys, the people of their day got so mad at them for serving God that the people took those three boys and threw them into a fiery furnace alive. While they were alive, they threw them in there. Why? Because they were sheep. They were on a sheep hunt. There were wolves that were out to get them. Jesus, the Lamb, was unpopular. With who? Satan, the wolf. There's a story in the Bible of a man by the name of Joseph. Joseph was a sheep. He was one of God's children. He was born again. He was saved. He was a Lamb of God. Joseph was working in the home of a lady, a man. His name was Potiphar. Potiphar had a wife, and Potiphar's wife was a whore. Here Joseph is. He's working in this household. He's working for a man, and the man's wife is a whore. And this whore goes after Joseph and tries to get him to sleep with her. And Joseph says, I'll have nothing to do with it. I will not commit adultery with you. I will not flirt with you. I will not act that way with you. I will not be immoral with you. And he ran out of the house, and the wolf had him thrown in jail because he wanted to be moral. Thrown in jail for saying no to a whore.
The wolves. All the way through history, you see the wolves after the sheep. Wolves from same households. Wolves that work in the same place.
John the Baptist was a sheep. He was not real popular with a guy by the name of Herod. You want to know how unpopular? Herod had taken his brother's wife, and John the Baptist said, you're a whoremonger. You are a whoremonger. And the wolf said, off comes your head, sheep. And they hacked off the head of John the Baptist. Why? He was a sheep that stood against a wolf and told the wolf he was a whoremonger. This day and age, you tell somebody they're a whoremonger because they're sleeping with people they're not married to, you're apt to get bit. Don't worry, I got my rabies shots. Oh, my. John the Baptist, head hacked off. Why? Sheep attacked by the wolf. Abel killed by what? A wolf. Moses challenged over and over again by Pharaoh. Why? It was a wolf after the sheep. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, thrown in a burning, fiery furnace by what? A wolf. David, the sheep, was not popular with Goliath, the wolf. Goliath said, I'm going to take you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to bring you up, and I'm going to feed your body to the birds. That's what the wolf said to the sheep. Didn't turn out that way, praise God. Noah, the sheep, was not popular with the wicked wolves of his day as they mocked him. As Noah obeyed God and built an ark, the people of his day mocked and scorned and teased him. He stayed faithful. But the wolves of the day were out to take the sheep of the day, Noah, down. Joshua, the sheep, was not popular with the workers of Jericho, the wolves. Mordecai, the sheep, was not popular with Haman, the wolf. You realize there was a wolf named Haman. His entire plan was to hang a sheep. The story of Mordecai and Haman is that this man had full intentions of hanging a sheep by the neck because he was a sheep. That's vicious. It's vicious. Paul, the sheep, was not popular with Felix, the wolf. Felix had him put in jail for 2 years, if you know the story. Daniel, the sheep, get this? Daniel, a sheep of God, was placed in a lion's den because he was a sheep that prayed. Somebody said, right there's a sheep, that sheep is praying, and the wolf said, let's put him in the lion's den. Listen, sheep are not popular among the wolves. They're not popular among the wolves. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was hated by the wolves. And as His sheep, you and I can expect some of the same treatment. Sheep are not popular among wolves. Have you ever seen a wolf and a sheep out in the field playing tag like a couple kittens play with each other? I don't do that way. You ever seen a couple puppies chasing each other's tail, just having fun, nudging each other, having a good old time? Sheep and wolves don't do that. One puppy will lick another puppy. Well, let me guarantee you, sheep, if a wolf licks you, he's not licking you to kiss you on the cheek and wish you luck. He's tasting you. He's trying to figure out what more seasoning need to be put on you. Let me say this, number four. If you're a sheep and feel no attack from the wolves, there's something wrong. Now we're getting down to it, huh? Been story time thus far. Now we're getting right down where the rubber meets the road. see if you're a sheep among the wolves, and there's nothing happening, something must be wrong. How in the world do you do that, sheep? Hey, sheep, how can a sheep go out? Hey, how can you work where you work and everything just be smooth all the time with the wolves? And if you know me and if you ever come to this church, I teach our people. We're not out to look for a fight or a war. We're out to treat people right and live right. You know, a sheep can walk into the midst of the wolves and not do a thing wrong and still get eaten. You betcha. Sheep doesn't have to do anything. Why? He's meat, bud. Oh, yeah. In John 15:19, listen to this verse. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Listen, there is no way in the world that sheep can spend their time with the wolves without the wolves getting up in arms about us. Something's going to happen. Bound to happen. Sooner or later. We don't want it to happen. We're not trying to make it happen. We don't want to cause it to happen. But it is just the fact that you're a sheep. Haman wanted to hang a man because he was a sheep. Abel was killed because he was a sheep. John the Baptist's head was cut off because he was a sheep. That's how deep the hatred of Satan goes. He's a wolf. He's out to destroy us. And get this, Jesus sends his sheep into the wolves' territory. I can't hardly picture that day. Jesus is meeting with the 12, and he says to them, the world is full of wolves, people that don't love God, people that don't serve God, people that are vicious and mean and nasty, and they'll go for blood and they'll eat you and destroy you and claw you, and they can eat 100 pounds of meat at one setting. Hey, and then Jesus said, you guys are sheep. And today, I'm asking the sheep to go out in the midst of the wolves. Whew. I can picture a couple of those guys going, what? What's up, man? What are you talking about? You want us to go in the midst of the wolves? And that's what Jesus said. Well, wait a minute. I am a sheep. I'm a sheep. I'm not a wolf. Oh, I'm a sheep. Jesus, I am a sheep. Feel me. I'm soft and cuddly and fat and chunky. I'm a sheep. If you want, you can cut my hair and make a bonnet. But you want me, bonnet provider number one, to go play with the wolves? Oh. Can you imagine? Jesus said, I'm sending you out among the wolves. Can I tell you one of the reasons or some of the reasons why wolves attack sheep? I'll tell you some of the reasons why wolves will attack our church. I'll tell you why. Wolves will attack a church that's a soul-winning church. Say why? Well, what's happening is, when you have a soul-winning church, you have a sheep that convinces a wolf to become a sheep. And a wolf just hate that. See, Brother Bush, if you were a wolf and I were a sheep, and I won you to Jesus Christ, you'd suddenly leave being a wolf and you'd become a sheep. When all your buddies find out, they're going to be on your case. Because you left the world of the wolf. You've come to the flock of Jesus Christ, the great shepherd. And you become a sheep. They don't like that. The wolves will attack churches that convert the wolves to becoming sheep. Hey, can I tell you what churches get in a lot of trouble with the devil? Ones that run buses like we do. You know what those buses are? Those are big red, white, and blue Cadillacs that bring little boys and girls that have never been saved, and they come to junior church and primary church into church, and we show them how to be born again, and they become lambs of God. Uh-huh. And the devil don't like that.
The big dog wolf, he don't like it when you get out there and you start salvaging little boys and girls and you get them saved. Hey, the kind of church that the wolves will attack is the kind of church that's converting wolves to becoming sheep. Altar calls make wolves mad. So what's an altar call? At the end of the service today, if you're not born again, we're going to try to convince you to get born again. And we're actually going to have an altar call and press people for a decision. We're going to actually say to them, if you don't get saved, you're going to die and go to hell. Wolves can't stand that. Why the potential of somebody getting saved? Wolves hate sheep. Wolves don't want anybody recruiting the guys from their team. You go out and knock on some doors for Jesus Christ, you're going to have wolves on you. You go out and start telling others about Christ, the wolves, you'll find that the devil, he'll come after you. You start passing out tracts, it won't be long, there'll be some wolf on you. You come to Saturday soul winning at 9 o'clock, or you come to Thursday night soul winning at 6:45, you come to teenage soul winning around here, you get on a bus route. You come to Tuesday soul winning with our ladies, you know what's going to happen? Before long, you're going to have a wolf hot on your trail. Look at our church growth. Brother John Kidwell prayed earlier about all the new converts and all the new people that have been born again that are now growing in the Lord. Truth is, they used to be wolves and now they're sheep. Now I'll guarantee you the devil's not real happy about the fact that today, in this place, the manger of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church is packed out with sheep. The parking lot's packed out with the wagons that brought the sheep in today. And the devil doesn't like that. And though there is no attack been launched upon our church, I wouldn't be shocked if the wolves were not rallying trying to figure out a way to do it. Because the wolves hate sheep. They hate sheep. When sheep convert wolves, the wolves hate it. When you witness to wolves, you may be persecuted. You witness to your family. Somebody's going to get ticked off at you. Why? You're a sheep. They're a wolf.
Right.
So I'm offended with your terminology. Don't be offended with me. Take it up with the guy that wrote it. Hey, when you witness to your family, hey, when you witness to somebody that you work with, and I don't think you ought to witness to them on the boss's time. I think you ought to work on the boss's time. Your boss let you witness on the boss's time, that's one thing. But don't steal from the boss while you're trying to be a good sheep. Be a good sheep on your lunch break, but you ought to pull your Bible out and go sit down with a bunch of lost fellas, open up your Bible and tell them how to be born again so they don't die and go to hell. You say, they would persecute me. You are a sheep. You are not a wolf. And any time the sheep start telling everybody who they are and whose they are, the old wolf goes, I'm hungry for sheep. You go to a public school, you ought to be telling the people that you're in school with about Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something. Good Christians in public schools are not popular. You can't be. You're surrounded by wolves. The people in a public school are not predominantly born-again Christians. Now, there are some, and thank God for them. And if you are a sheep and you're in the public school, you may be in the biggest mission field in the world today. You ought to be telling everybody about the Savior. You ought to tell your neighbors. You say, if I tell my neighbors, it'll ruin our relationship. Huh. So you haven't told your neighbors you're a sheep, huh? Wolves and sheep, they're different. Hey, are there any wolves upset with you because you tried to convert them over to be sheep? It'll happen. I have to read something to you. This is funny. A woman's out looking for a pet. So she's visiting all the local pet shops. She walks into a small pet shop and explains her need to the attendant. He thinks for a moment and then says, I think I have just the thing for you, ma'am. I'll just get him. With that, he disappears into a back room and returns with a trained wolf. He says, this wolf is very special. It can fly, he explains. The attendant throws the wolf into the air and he gracefully floats to the ground. The attendant says, there's one problem with him, lady, however. Whenever you say the word my, M-Y, he will eat whatever you mention. Watch. My cookie. The lady watched in amazement as the wolf zoomed over the shop attendant and devoured a cookie that he had taken from his pocket. All you have to do is say my, and he'll attack whatever you give him. Ma'am, today this wolf is yours. The cost is only $1,000. He's on sale today and today only. Oh, she said, he's so cute and so extraordinary. I'll take him. In a few minutes, she's on her way home to show her husband what a wheel of a deal she got. Sweetheart, look at this amazing pet I bought today, she exclaims. Oh, look at this. He can fly and it only cost me $1,000. And the husband looks at the wolf and says, $1,000, he can fly. My foot. Let me tell you something. You can try to train a wolf. Sooner or later, he's going to bite you. See, the only thing that will tame a wolf is salvation. That's what will tame a wolf. Wolves, why in the world do they attack? Well, one reason wolves attack is when they think you're coming into their territory. Hey, the reason why some of you don't have any wolves attacking is because you're not out trying to convert people. You don't invite people to church. You don't tell people they need to be born again. You play with the wolves just like you play with your sheep. You go to lunch with them. Never telling them about Jesus Christ. Wolves hate sheep that live like sheep. Wolves hate sheep that live like sheep. Wolves hate sheep that live right. You see, wolves who are unhappily married will try to hurt sheep who are happily married. Wolves who are not morally pure will try to hurt sheep who are morally pure. Wolves who are drunks will try to hurt sheep who are sober. Somebody in this house today, really, you shouldn't be going to the filthy world's parties tonight. You ought to get yourself in church. But the world tonight, because it's a new year, will go out and tie one on and get drunk and get high. Some Christian that shouldn't be at the party anyway will be under pressure all night long from what? The wolves. The wolves will say, come on and dance with us. Come on, smoke this joint. Come on, get high. Come on, let's have sex. Come on, let's get it on. Come on, let's have a good time. And the little sheep is there surrounded by the wolves wondering, how can I take it? You should have been there in the first place. But see, wolves are always out to get sheep. And I'll tell you this, if a sheep lives right, the wolves hate it. Wolves who are hateful will try to hurt sheep who are trying to be loving. Wolves who don't attend church will try to hurt sheep who do attend church. You know, wolves and sheep are supposed to be different. They're different. Wolves and sheep look different. They smell different. They act different. They go to different places. The only time we as sheep are supposed to go out there is when we're out there trying to we have to live in this world, but we don't have to be like this world. We go out and tell them about Christ, but we, hey, look, if I've got to go tell the wolf about Christ, I'm going to do it. Then I think I'll just come back with all the other sheep in my spare time. I'm going to go hang around the wolf all the time. Hey, get this, though. Wolves don't mind sheep who act like wolves. You get that? Wolves don't mind sheep who act like wolves. I mean, wolves kind of enjoy a sheep that's behaving like a wolf. Remember, they hate the sheep that live like sheep. But there are actually sheep who behave like wolves so they get along with the wolves. Are you a sheep who tries to blend in with the wolves? If you could spiritually, you'd have your hair done like a wolf. If you want to blend in. You don't want anybody to know you're sheep, do you? You wouldn't want to offend a wolf by telling them that you're a sheep. You listen to their dirty jokes and laugh, just like all the other wolves. But wait, you're a sheep. You drink what they drink, but wait, you're a sheep. You dress just like the wolves, but wait, you're not a wolf, you're a sheep. You go to their places of entertainment. You go to their nightclubs, their casinos, and their beaches where everybody's stripped naked. But wait a minute. You're a sheep. You do whatever it takes to fit in with the wolves, don't you? You may even get to the point where you're a born-again Christian, you're saved, if you died, you'd go to heaven, but you're trying so hard for nobody to really find out. You don't want to have to live for God. You sure do like to live it up like the wolves and eat the meat and run wild and do what you want to do. You like the fact that you could get a Savior, but boy, you don't want to have to do much in serving Him. And you know what happens? You even become critical of sheep in the presence of wolves. You're a sheep running with the wolves, running with the world, the people that you work with, all the people that they don't care a thing about God. They don't read a Bible. They don't pray. They're a bunch of phony, false. If they have any religion, it's fake all the way to the core. So you'll stand around and you'll even criticize. You'll criticize other sheep. You're a sheep. You're a sheep criticizing sheep to the wolves because you want to fit in. There are people that will criticize this church who are sheep. But they'll criticize it with the wolves of the world because they want to fit in with the wolves of the world more than they want to fit in with the Church of God.
Right.
Let's not admit that we're sheep. Whew. Let's not stand for any sheep beliefs. I think the wolves really don't mind as much a sheep that acts like a wolf. Oh, but sooner or later, they'll come after you too, because they're backstabbing, unpredictable ways that won't matter to them if they eat you or another wolf. Hey, how can sheep expect to survive among the wolves? It's a little bit scary, isn't it? I mean, you hear stuff like this, it's about depressing. At night, dads will rise up against their children and children against their kids and or children against their parents and brother against brother. And my goodness, and you look through history, you say it's a bit depressing. I mean, I'm surrounded by wolves, and I think that's how the 12 apostles felt. I think they said, goodness, how in the world? How can we expect to survive among the wolves? And in John 10:14, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. There's the key. The shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And I know my sheep and I am known of mine. See, here's the thing. I'm a sheep. If you're a wolf, if I come up near you and you act like you're going to attack me, let me show you what's going to happen to you. Good night. I'm going to show you today. Watch your toes, brother. You just sit down. You're going to get hurt. I'm a sheep. I'm going out among the wolves because that's what the Lord told me to do. But I've got some real good news for you. Just over my shoulder is a shepherd. See, I got me a shepherd that takes care of me because I'm a sheep. Hey, this is bad English, but it's good preaching. You ain't got no shepherd, buddy. You're just a wolf. Wolves got to watch their back even around the wolves. The shepherd says to me, Jeff, you're going out there and you preach the truth. Oh, I'm going among the wolves. You go on out there and preach the truth. Okay, shepherd, I will. I'm just a sheep. I go out. You know something? The wolves look at me and say, whoa, who is this dude? It's not me they're looking at. They're looking at my big brother back there. They're looking at the shepherd. You better be careful messing with the sheep. Why? You get to messing with the sheep. Hey, my God, my shepherd's got a rod and a staff. He'll knock you on top of the head if you ain't careful. Hey, listen. I'm a sheep. But I got me a shepherd. Here's the good news about my shepherd. The day he saved me, he said, Jeff, from this point on, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You are now born again. Hey, my little lamb of God, everywhere you go, I'm going with you. Hey, if you leave the country, I'm going out of the country. If you go down, I'm going down with you. If you go up, I'm going up with you. Hey, if you're in the midst of all the wolves, I'm going with you. You're not going alone. That's how one little old lamb, that's how one little old sheep can walk out among the wolves and say, I'm a born again Christian. I live according to the Bible. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of church. I'm not ashamed to be born again. I'm not ashamed that I'm a Baptist. I'm not ashamed that you say, aren't you scared? Why should I be? I got me a shepherd. My shepherd is the God of the universe. You say, Lawrence, why aren't you afraid to preach on the things you preach? Look, I'm just a lamb. But I got me a shepherd. I mean, I got me a shepherd. I got me a shepherd that the wolves fear. I got me a shepherd that can lick all the wolves with the word of his mouth. See, wolves have sharp teeth. And they're powerful. Powerful jaws and dangerous claws and fast legs and muscular bodies and keen senses. And they run in packs. Wolves run in these packs. And you say, oh, they have all that going for them. But what I've got going for me is so much greater. I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My shepherd is the Almighty One, the All-Knowing One, the Everywhere Present One. Let me tell you something, folks. It does not matter how powerful the wolf is. Our shepherd is a mighty comforter. As I look into 2007, as a lamb, I look with some trembling and fear. But if I just take the time to look back, I think I can go forward. Because the Lamb has a shepherd. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He'll guide me to victory over the wolves. Hey, I'll say one thing more and I'm finished. Maybe one of the honors of my life is that a pastor is considered a shepherd. I get to be an under-shepherd. I'm on the shepherd team. I'm part of the fraternity of shepherds down here on earth. And what that means, it's my job. It's my job to do some things. I'm a wolf fighter. That's cool. I'm a wolf fighter. I get to be a wolf fighter. I will rise up and defend the sheep around here. I'll fight the devil. I'll fight him. Sometimes sheep don't even know when they're in danger. They're very simple-minded sometimes. I'll fight up. I'll stand up and I'll fight for what's right. I'll try to keep the sheep safe. I'm a sheep protector. Now listen, let me tell you something though. I don't even mention this for me. I mentioned it for the sake of the men on my staff. The wolves would love to take out a shepherd. They tried to take Jesus out. They couldn't take him out. He won. He won. But you shepherds, watch your back now. Get some sense about you. Think about what you do. Shepherds just don't might coddle around out there in the world. They're careful. You better pray for the shepherds. Shepherds are wolf fighters. The wolves like taking a shepherd out. When I looked at this passage of Scripture, I was thrilled as it began to unfold to me. Because I realized, I was almost angry. I'm going to be honest, Brother Phillips, I was almost angry with God for this passage of Scripture. Brother Hawkins, I started reading it and I thought, knowingly, He said to those men, you're tender lambs. And I'm shooting out there to the wolves. A part of me said, that doesn't sound like my God. Why would He do that? And the further I studied, the more it came alive to me. I began to realize He was sending us out, but He wasn't sending them alone. He said, whither thou goest, I will go. Whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Your people will be my people. And that's virtually what God was saying to His children. I am the Lamb of God and I have the great shepherd. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Look, we can charge hell. How? Hey, it's not because of you. It's not because of me. It's because of the great shepherd that helps the lamb to go into a world full of wolves. If you're here today and you're not saved, I want to tell you, I don't say this to be offensive, but in this passage of Scripture, you're the wolf. You're the wolf. Satan does not want you to get saved. He'll do everything he can to keep you from getting saved today. Why? Satan never wants a wolf to get converted to the shepherd's side. Never does. Never does. If you're not saved,
Won't you trust Christ today and get born again? You could face whatever you have to face in this upcoming year. You could face it as a sheep. You say, well, I have to love people. Right. But you got the shepherd from that point on helping you.